Task 3.
My guest tonight is Lauren Coleman, a pioneer of cryptozoology. Lauren, was there a specific event that triggered your interest in the subject?
When I was about 13, I saw a Japanese movie, Half Human. It was about the abominable snowman, better known as the Yeti. I got fascinated with it and wanted to know more about such creatures, but the adults around me did not take my questions seriously. When I asked my teachers what this business about the Yeti was, I was given three blunt answers. They don't exist. Get back to your studies. And don't bother me with that. Not much of an encouragement.
I guess our listeners are curious to know what cryptozoology is about.
Well, cryptozoology is the study of animals and other creatures that have not yet been accepted by science as real. Such animals are known as cryptids. Cryptozoologists try to prove that they might exist. Although cryptozoology doesn't enjoy as much respect as other scientific disciplines, it has had some spectacular success stories. There are numerous examples of animals which were considered mythical and then turned out to be real. For instance, mountain gorillas or okapi. Most of the time, cryptozoologists do not work in the field. The likelihood of encountering the animals we pursue is so small that it wouldn't make sense to organize expeditions. It is much easier for us to collect sightings from witnesses who came across a cryptid by accident. Since most cryptids belong in the realms of myths or fantasy, our main job is not to prove that a certain cryptid exists, but rather to collect evidence to keep the question open. If there is a chance it might exist, we can attract zoologists' attention, and this in turn brings the kind of research funding necessary to discover a new species.
What do you think attracts people to cryptids?
The Yeti, Bigfoot and Nessie are what I call celebrity cryptids. Why are people drawn to these creatures? For one thing, most of us like mysteries. And also, as humans, we take a keen interest in animals that exhibit a close likeness to us, especially mammals that are human-sized and bigger.
There's also a lot of media interest in such creatures.
That's true. The problem is that the media mainly talk about cryptids as monsters, fueling stereotypes that are hard to overcome. Myths and rumors of Bigfoot, Nessie, or the Yeti are usually covered as sensational topics, and as a result, reporters and journalists tend to imply that cryptozoologists are all hoaxers.
Cryptozoology is often described as a pseudoscience. What do you say to that?
It's true that the field is still frowned upon by the scientific community. As for the majority of scientists, cryptozoology fails to adhere to scientific methods and standards of empirical research. However, advocates of the discipline assert that cryptozoology should be recognized as a legitimate science and classified as a subfield of zoology. For me, it spans zoology, popular culture, folklore, ethnography, anthropology, and many other sciences and deserves to be taken seriously.
Thank you for being here with us today. Listen to the recording once again. My guest tonight is Lauren Coleman, a pioneer of cryptozoology. Lauren, was there a specific event that triggered your interest in the subject?
When I was about 13, I saw a Japanese movie, Half Human. It was about the abominable snowman, better known as the Yeti. I got fascinated with it and wanted to know more about such creatures, but the adults around me did not take my questions seriously. When I asked my teachers what this business about the Yeti was, I was given three blunt answers. They don't exist. Get back to your studies. And don't bother me with that. Not much of an encouragement.
I guess our listeners are curious to know what cryptozoology is about.
Well, cryptozoology is the study of animals and other creatures that have not yet been accepted by science as real. Such animals are known as cryptids. Cryptozoologists try to prove that they might exist. Although cryptozoology doesn't enjoy as much respect as other scientific disciplines, it has had some spectacular success stories. There are numerous examples of animals which were considered mythical and then turned out to be real. For instance, mountain gorillas or okapi. Most of the time, cryptozoologists do not work in the field. The likelihood of encountering the animals we pursue is so small that it wouldn't make sense to organize expeditions. It is much easier for us to collect sightings from witnesses who came across a cryptid by accident. Since most cryptids belong in the realms of myths or fantasy, our main job is not to prove that a certain cryptid exists, but rather to collect evidence to keep the question open. If there is a chance it might exist, we can attract zoologists' attention, and this in turn brings the kind of research funding necessary to discover a new species.
What do you think attracts people to cryptids?
The Yeti, Bigfoot and Nessie are what I call celebrity cryptids. Why are people drawn to these creatures? For one thing, most of us like mysteries. And also, as humans, we take a keen interest in animals that exhibit a close likeness to us, especially mammals that are human-sized and bigger.
There's also a lot of media interest in such creatures.
That's true. The problem is that the media mainly talk about cryptids as monsters, fueling stereotypes that are hard to overcome. Myths and rumours of Bigfoot, Nessie or the Yeti are usually covered as sensational topics, and as a result, reporters and journalists tend to imply that cryptozoologists are all hoaxers.
Cryptozoology is often described as a pseudoscience. What do you say to that?
It's true that the field is still frowned upon by the scientific community. As for the majority of scientists, cryptozoology fails to adhere to scientific methods and standards of empirical research. However, advocates of the discipline assert that cryptozoology should be recognised as a legitimate science and classified as a subfield of zoology. For me, it spans zoology, popular culture, folklore, ethnography, anthropology, and many other sciences, and deserves to be taken seriously.
Thank you for being here with us today.